Stop comparing yourself to the 1%. Embrace your chaos, create your concept, discover your audience, and deliver your offer. Your compelling offer has to be connected to your mess. Look at your fingerprint, there is a demographic that is waiting on you to be great. Join Compound 99. Through podcast syndication, we will teach you how to speak to your client avatar, produce from imagination, then take that sweat equity and use that equity to clarify your value to the hour. The world is changing with or without you. Personal brands are doing way more damage than businesses. We are only enrolling 30 brands. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347, and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please let me help you through my syndication platform, NC347. We will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate no matter what we're subdued to, vibe, because we all are here on purpose. Yes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new segment. And I want to celebrate the essentials. I want to celebrate the essentials of the resurrection. So when it comes to the resurrection, there's things in our lives that needs cleansing. There's things in our lives that, man, without personnel or interpersonal access, there's things in our lives that we can't see that require detachment. And here is where I believe that faith is, in fact, essential. Here is where I believe where having a relationship with the hopeful place is, in fact, a conduit to freedom, right? When it comes to the knowledge to discern the magnitude of your role and your responsibility, your accountability when it comes to freedom. And before I get into the scripture, I just want to say that there's decisions that you may have made and you may not have realized that you have made them that may have contributed or alluded to specific and different outcomes, right? An input that you may not have known that may have been unhealthy, that may have been creating preconceived notions of a different outcome. And I'm here to communicate that this scripture can absolutely give you a formula to not get caught up into unhealthy tithing because of your perception through the knowledge, right? Because of your perception through the knowledge of the principle. Now, this is coming from the basic instructions before leaving earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. thank you, Spirit, Guide, and Guardian Angel. Whoever's ordained to get this message, man, I hope that you're inspired. But I'm sharing this because my mother was in a car accident. My mother was hit by a car. And she lived. And it wasn't even that serious of damage, but her leg was clipped. And, you know, she's a little bit older. She had arthritis and she was affected by it. But the power of this is that there was so much confusion. There was so much collusion. There was so much conspiracy behind, you know, her being hit and her being transferred to the hospital, her housing. And here I am coming from where I'm at and I'm trying to figure things out. And we're coming together. And in the midst of coming together, we're trying to define the meaning, and we're trying to capture the harmony of the reasons why things are happening the way that they're happening, and pursuing, right, the happiness that we know of to be, which is the other side of this quote unquote trial or tribulation. And ironic enough, you know, from hospital to hospital, rehab center to rehab center, we stuck through closing out the winter, and we figured everything out in regards to the miscommunication between her and her housing, her living situation, and we finally came to a harmonious place when it came to where she lived and where she, you know, where she lived and her being in the rehab center and making sure that, you know, everything on the back end was taken care of. And all in all, at the end of this, there was a profound message of her birthday being on Easter.
Yes, Lord. Imagine every day for a year meeting up to share buildings and consumables to take your Yuba product to the next level. Join Compound 99. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. We are looking for 30 creators, entrepreneurs. Schedule a call to see if you qualify. Find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
That's right. Her birthday was on Easter. Now, this rarely happens. Now, I know probably 7 years ago, chronologically, Easter was in March, but the fact that everything that me and my mother has been through in life in general, and this form of destruction brought me and my mother together, and we kind of like cleanse the past, and we kind of like cleanse the miscommunication between us, and God was watching us choose. We chose with free will to stand by one another's side and create a harmonious gesture by, you know, believing in one another. And then there was a message. Your mother's birthday is on Easter. And this absolutely tells me that there is light on the other side at all times. Because where my mother is at now, she's in a happy place. It's the most peace that we've witnessed in a long time, regards to, you know, from her being hit by the car and to where we are at now. And I'm extremely grateful. And it's because of this reason. Faith. Cowboy 347. Make sure that you check out the Producing Equity episode when it comes to numerology. But to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd, and to be a cowboy is to be a helper. And being there for my mother was absolutely my job as the oldest son. And faith is what allowed me to hone in on to what my obedient responsibility was to do, and that was to be there for my mother. And I'm going to go into the scripture, but I'm going to let you know that this is the basic instructions before leaving earth. Me and my mother has had a rocky relationship our entire life. But at the end of the day, when it comes to what game you are playing, you do have the choice. I always know when it comes to tithing into the universe, I know what game that I want to play. And being there for my mother was the only thing there was no other option. And the entire time there's prayer, there's conversations, but not only that, there's this thing what I'm doing now, which is giving glory. But knowing that I would give glory on the other side. And here we are on the other side. And I'm pulling this scripture out of the basic instructions before leaving earth, because I want you to understand that the principles are there. The notations are there. And I want to give you guys inspiration when it comes to your life's purpose and your life's meaning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Because the resurrection is not just supposed to be like the death and raised. The resurrection is not supposed to be like the audience and the table being prepared in front of your enemies. I believe that the resurrection is really more so about the glorification of what it truly means to believe. And here's the symbolism of it, right? The symbolism. And when it comes to the bosom, when it comes to Psalms 91, resting in the shelter of the Almighty, I believe that the resurrection represents, right? The symbolism represents the power of where you can be if you believe. Because we live in a world that is absolutely on choice, that's predicated on choice. Now, listen, this is to inspire you. This isn't to become lukewarm for lukewarm purposes. I am here as a helper and as a shepherd, and I believe sharing this is absolutely the key. This episode would be, yes, Lord, happy resurrection, right? John 11:25. So now, when it comes to the resurrection, you know, he passed and he rose. Good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is a day of rest for the entire world, he rose again and displayed an act of symbolism, the true meaning of why the cross was important. The cross. Me and my mother was going through what we was going through. It was the cross. It was overbearing. It was too much. It was It was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot. And the cross, the cross, the cross, it's heavy. Plant the cross, get on that cross. And the resurrection. Her birthday was on Easter. Right? So as you follow along with that, I want you guys to just listen to these beautiful words. Because in the word of God, Jesus says that John 11:25, right, as he was speaking to her. Now, I want you guys to go read this yourself to, you know, when it comes to the practical theology, you want to read before and you want to read after. So I'm giving you instructions now. Before you read a scripture, you want to read before it and after it. And going forward, I will do that. But on the resurrection day, whoever catches this message, I want you to go and read the story before this point, and I want you to read the story after this point. And piece the theology, piece the theory, piece the history together yourself, right? Because I want to encourage you to do the research yourself and don't look to anybody else to just get the message. Okay? So, John 11:25. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection. And therefore, whoever believes in me, even he who dies will live. And everyone who lives and believes, I am the resurrection, the symbolism. And therefore, whoever believes in the symbolism, even he who dies will live because of the symbolism. And everyone who lives and believes will live because of the symbolism. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. My mother is fine. I've had addition, and the principles speak volumes, because the cross before planting and getting on it and having to and rise again, having to die and rise again, that doesn't mean that there's so many meanings to that. It could be your ego, it can be addiction, it can be a plethora of things. But if you believe, that resurrection will bring life. So whatever it is that you're going through in your entrepreneurial journey, even in segments or in fragments, if it's compiled, if it's compounded, if you're able to carry that cross and you plant it, you will rise and live. Your entrepreneurial journey will become, right, self-gratifying if you believe in the symbolism. And I want you guys to understand that it is that deep. I want you guys to understand that it is the maturation of how simplistic the stories are, how simplistic it is, and how the answers are right up under your nose. It is real. And I want to let you know that your dreams are real. I want to let you know that whatever it is that you aspire to do, it's real. But do you believe in the symbolism of it? Meaning the struggles and the trials and tribulations of it. Do you understand the reasons why you're going through what you're going through? Because you have to become better at what it is that you ask for. The moment that you ask for something from the universe, you have to believe and get better. So these things are meant to mold you and to force you to proceed forward, right? And to take that pebble at the top of a snow-capped mountain and drop it and believe and become better. So, in thought, that cross that you're carrying right now as a as a owner, as an entrepreneur, as a creator, as a producer, as whatever it is that you're doing, I hope that you understand that it is absolutely worth it to just keep your eyes on the symbolism. You will live. You will reap the benefits because time only exists for the becoming. Man, I'm Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate any and everything, no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose, and let's get smarter by the day. Yes, Lord.